Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, March 25th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in wherever you're located all over the globe. Thank you, SAT team, for getting the signal out all over the place, all over the globe, in so many different languages. We appreciate you. So let's go ahead, before we go to Sue for a teaching, another beautiful teaching that she's found for us tonight. Let's go ahead and pray the call in. Here we go. Lord God, we just thank you so much for where we are right now in this process. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes down from above. We thank you for the opportunities that we've had to be prepared for an incredible financial blessing. Let this event happen, Lord God, according to your perfect timing. We thank you in advance for all of it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, we've had such a good time with your teachings and commenting on it, and we learn a lot, and we share it all with Big Call Universe. So thank you for providing that for us.
It's a pleasure and an honor, Bruce and everyone. And I want to make a special dedication for this. Mm. And it's slightly coded, but I want to thank my beautiful bird friend that I got to talk to today.
Yeah.
Those friends that are traveling that I got to connect to today. And those, and a beautiful friend that's about making a difference that just inspired me with her words. And for all those that love knowing there is no separation. That love knowing there is no separation. And this is called Use Your Words to Change the Situation. In the scripture, there was a lady who had been sick for many years. She'd gone to the best doctors, spent all of her money trying to get well, but nothing worked. One day she heard Jesus was coming through town. The scripture says she kept saying to herself, she wasn't saying, I'm never going to get well. I can't believe this has happened to me. I always get bad breaks. No, she kept saying to herself, when I get to Jesus, I know I will be made whole. In the midst of the difficulty, she was prophesying victory. All through the day, over and over, she kept saying, healing is on its way. Brighter days are up ahead. When she started making her way to Jesus, it was extremely crowded. But she didn't complain. She didn't get discouraged. And she kept saying, this is my time. Things are changing in my favor. The more she said it, the closer she got. Finally, she reached out and touched the edge of his robe, and she was instantly healed. Notice the principle. Whatever you're constantly saying, you're moving toward. You may be struggling in your finances, but when you keep declaring, I am blessed, I am prosperous, I have the favor of God, every time you say it, you're moving toward increase. You're getting closer to seeing that come to pass. You may be facing a sickness. It doesn't look good. But every time you declare, I am healthy, I am strong, I am getting better, or for your loved one, the same thing, they are getting strong, they are healthy, they are getting better. You're moving toward health, wholeness, and victory. Perhaps you're struggling with an addiction. Every time you declare, I am free, this addiction does not control me, you're moving toward freedom. You're moving toward breakthroughs. Now here's the catch. This works both in the positive and the negative. If you're always saying, I'm so unlucky, I never get any good breaks, you're moving toward bad breaks and more disappointment. A lot of the times, we do just the opposite. We call the things that are as if they will always be that way. In other words, we just describe the situation. Gas is so high. I don't see how I'm going to make it. You're calling in more struggle and more lack. I can't stand my job. My boss gets on my nerves. You're calling in more frustration and more defeat. Don't use your words to describe the situation. Use your words to transform the situation. That's our teaching for tonight.
That's really good, Sue. That is such a good teaching. This is the teaching about the woman with the issue of blood, and she just evidently kept hemorrhaging something from her body, and she knew by faith that if she could get to Jesus and just touch the hem of his garment or the hem of his robe, that's what he's wearing, that she would be healed. And like you said, she had to push through the crowd, you know, and just continually move forward. I think that's one of the lessons we learn on this. But the other lesson is not only was she moving forward step by step to get to touch Jesus, but she had the faith to believe that she would be completely healed and made whole if she touched even the hem of his garment. But it's a beautiful thing. And if I remember this teaching right, Jesus turned to say, who was it that touched me?
Yes.
And, you know, right? Because he wanted to know who was it that touched him, because he felt the energy that he had in his body from the healing go out of him to produce this healing with the woman with the issue of blood. So he was like, who is it that touched me? Now, did he know? As God, he knew, but as Jesus, the man, he might have actually not known. But he knew that he was touched and that the energy went out and provided a miracle of healing to this woman. And it's really a beautiful story. And it's a story, of, I think, of perseverance. It's a story of faith and belief and just the idea of keep on keeping on, you know, keep on moving toward the goal. And her goal was to be healed. And nothing was going to stand in her way, not the crowd of people, nothing. She made it all the way to Jesus, and that was her goal. And once she touched him, she was completely healed. I think that's a beautiful teaching, and it teaches us about perseverance. It teaches us about faith and about moving in the correct direction. Right now, everything that we're doing right now is preparing us for an incredible blessing. Everything. And so we're using everything that we have now to prepare ourselves to move forward and to get to the place where God can drop this blessing on us and we can be good stewards of it. So that's a wonderful teaching, Sue. I love that. And thank you for providing that and doing such a beautiful job with it tonight. Bob, what do you think of this teaching and what did you gain from it?
Thank you, Bruce. And thank you, Sue. This was really great. As both of you were talking, I was hoping that it wouldn't end.
That's nice.
Does the teaching have to be over? It's like,
yeah, I know.
I know.
And then I was like, all right, I'll listen to all of this that Bruce has to say. It's like, wow, it's over so soon. And it's only 12 minutes after 9.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so I love this part, Sue, about, you know, use your words to change your situation. And, you know, the concept of this is my time, and this is my time for instant healing. And I was thinking of, I could see the movie of the story as you were reading it, and I started thinking, you know, if we were to heal ourselves, you know, what do we need healing from? And then, you know, you had mentioned, is it possibly addiction? And I started thinking, okay, is it really addiction, or could it be actually that it's avoidance? And if it's really the addiction is an avoidance strategy, then what is it that you're actually avoiding? And maybe you're actually avoiding your own self. And if so, what part of yourself are you avoiding? And what belief? And then the first thing that came to my mind was separation. Maybe the belief of separation is what needs healing. Separation from what? Separation from others and separation from God. And what instead if you believed in oneness and that God was everywhere? And because God is everywhere and in all of us, there's actually only one of us here. And the one of us that's here is God, and we are God, all of us.
Wow. Thank you.
Okay, that's good, Bob. I like that comment. That's really good, and I love the connection that we have with God and with each other. Sue and I have been listening to different things that just go more and more into the fact of the connection that we have with everyone else and everything else in the universe, not just on this earth. So thank you for that, Bob. Appreciate that commentary. Sue, did you gain anything from this teaching that you didn't know already?
Well, it's the word I want to say is amazement and astonishment in how it gets, just like Bob was saying, it gets elevated to a whole new place. And it also gets elevated as I'm reading it, I'm getting insight, which is fascinating. So let's just take what I wrote down. I'm going to start with Bob because he was the closest, and he was saying, you know, it's being immersed, and this is the way to think of all of us right now, immersing in the truth and, you know, wanting to stay in the highest frequency, the highest knowingness of truth, and that addictions, and what this teaching was showing, addiction is avoidance of who you really are. It's avoidance of who you really are, the light in you. So as I was reading it, and I'm listening to the story and when it was recorded and then what we know that Christ's teachings eventually came to tell us is the kingdom of God is within you and all around you. But the start of the story was about, and this is what it's going to be radical, so hold on. The start of the story, which I think we're completing now, is the external. In other words, if Christ had said to her, the kingdom of God is within you, and greater things shall you also do, if that had been inserted right there, the whole story of, oh, when I get to, it's like when I get to the med bed, I'll be healed. When I do this, I'll be healed. It's always something outside of you that actually doesn't end the separation between you and your true Christ power. It's when you own your Christ power, when you know that that's what Christ stood for, and just like this teaching is saying as it goes on, it's what you speak, it's what you know, it's what you say. I am the full activation of my Christ knowing, and I can produce with my Christ knowing what I intend to produce. I think that's where we are now. We're at the level of maturation that no matter what's going on in the outside, and I have to say this one thing, if you listen and if you pay attention, I was listening to somebody forwarded something about a guy and said, must listen to this. And this guy is yelling about the conditions out there. He's like, and this is happening and that is happening. Even all these people in our community. But they're only looking at the conditions. They're never speaking what they want to have happen. And I really noticed, I went, wow, how many people are being polluted by the visible circumstances, the doctors, the people with the, this is going on and that is going on, and they're looking at that, they're taking it in, and they're not choosing. They're avoiding their true power to say, I'm not going to listen. I listened to it for about a minute. I'm not going to listen to it. I'm going to hold the vision, the energy, the intention of what Christ would want me to hold. So this teaching for me, with your comments, Bruce, and Bob's comments, is about owning, finally owning, our authority in Christ and bringing it inside so we embody it, so we're not separated, so every cell knows who we are. So that's how I felt about it.
Okay. Thank you, Sue, for that. Appreciate your viewpoint on it and your commentary on it very much. And Bob as well, of course, always. So, as we segue over, Sue, and we get into prayer requests and praise reports, do we have any? And I have a prayer request to bring up whenever you want, Sue, at the beginning or at the end, whatever.
We actually have quite a few, and so would you like to start? Why don't you start?
Yeah, let me start. Go ahead and do this one. Yeah, I was informed that there are more wildfires in western North Carolina and northern western South Carolina, in the South Carolina upcountry, as it was called, and in western North Carolina, near Linville Gorge in that area, Table Rock, and so on. And these are fires that I don't know that these were from natural causes. Let me say it that way. I'm not really sure that these weren't set and deep state set. Seems like they just can't give North Carolina a break. And so we're going to pray right now for that situation. Lord God, we lift up the people in western, north, and South Carolina. We thank you for their endurance, their strength, and their ability to withstand circumstances and to move forward in their own lives. We just pray that these fires would be contained and put out, and they may even enter into parts of Tennessee that I have not heard of. But I'm just very convinced that we need to lift these people up and we need to give them help. And definitely they're on our plans for Rebuild America with Rebuild North Carolina and Rebuild South Carolina and any of these other states that have been affected by the hurricanes and fires. Lord God, we pray that the people that set these would be caught and that they would be prosecuted accordingly. And Lord God, thank you so much for the relief and rain to that area as needed to put out any fires that are there. We pray for those people to be restored and fully back into whatever life they had, even better than what they had before. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for that, Bruce. And so we're going to go to our, I won't number them, but there are a few here. And okay. This is a prayer request for Cassidy Dee's granddaughter. Humbly requesting prayer for Cassidy. Severe depression, admitted to hospital today for emotional illness and suicidal. Please pray for her mother, Marty, very distraught. Thank you so much. So let's put our hands on our hearts and activate our heart in Christ. And just in case you probably, I know you've heard me say this many, many times, but when you touch your heart, you're actually activating and making aware the 40,000 neurons in the heart. And so it makes your prayers that much more coherent. And so we see this prayer going out to Cassidy and Marty and Dee. And so we see Cassidy surrounded as we send this light of Christ. And Christ himself is called to surround her 24/7. And we see Dee and Marty being able to listen to this replay and them visualizing and seeing that their thoughts are incredibly powerful combined with Christ's light, that Cassidy is surrounded by such a force of love and healing that it's as if she did touch Jesus' garment. And she realizes that it's only her habitual loop that's been stuck in her, and we're clearing that, that has her thinking and practicing what she doesn't want. And we see that being extracted from her right now. And instead, her mind and her heart and her body are all in training into Christ's love and the love that is surrounding her right now, so that her room and this her past self are completely let go, and she steps into a new Cassidy, free in love, in Christ's heart, and in the freedom to enjoy a fulfilled and miraculous life. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
Lost my place. Hold on a second. Thank you. Our next is for... Okay, so here's this one. This is for from David. Can you please pray for my wife, Lori, and I to be clear to each other in our communication. Help me not to repeat myself so much. Also pray that the Holy Spirit will convict our hearts. Pray that we get it with the Holy Spirit to convict our hearts, mind, and soul so that we can make 100% good decisions. And the Lord is good. And so, David, here's something that's kind of a hybrid. When you're asking to communicate so that you can be respectful and your wife can be respectful to you, You're actually asking to step above the programming, the habits that you either saw in your childhood, in your past, in your other relationships. So here's what we're going to ask you to do. When you go to sleep tonight, the two of you, practice what it would feel like to be communicating in the love of Christ. So when you go to sleep, you're feeling like your heart and your wife's heart are so connected, and you've like stepped, you took a leap, a quantum leap in Christ, and you're practicing, this is what it feels like to feel good. This is what it feels like to trust that we're so unified in Christ that we know what that feels like and we trust it. And we're going to practice it. And the whole big call, it's one of the biggest, if you really look, the biggest thing that we'll be accomplishing is the separation between man and woman, front and back, left and right. It's that separation. But it isn't separation. It's just we've been conditioned so that men don't feel, women are this. It's that. Now imagine what it would feel like to be uniquely you and to go to sleep with your uniquely her wife and feel that love in your heart as if you were one, as if you were one with God, and that the separation is over and the thing you're letting go into is the wonder of your unity. And imagine that Christ is blessing this prayer, is blessing everyone that's hearing this prayer, so we end the separation between men and women, and we unify in our distinct attributes to walk in soul communion. In Jesus' name, we see you healed, we see you trusting, and we see the whole new unified world of men and women healed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good.
One more. Two more, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We did... Last year, where is it? Here we go. Pray for me. I've lost my leg. I'm still very fuzzy after losing my leg after an accident and flesh-eating necrosis forcing an above-knee amputation. I'm in the hospital alive, but not so aware. Of things, I may not get word when I should go to the bank, Redemption Center. Can someone in your group help me by making sure I'm contacted? And someone who knows about the RV, let me know what's happening and could give me an assistance. I'm in Australia. Many thanks, Roz. Wow. I'll let you take the logistics of that at some point, Bruce, but right now I'm going to pray. And Roz, we're so affected by what you're going through. And you're being incredibly brave and resilient. And you're in the process. You are going to get to the Redemption Center. And you have to realize that once you get to the Redemption Center, because you're involved in this process, this is a temporary situation because you're going to be able to get into the med bed. And you'll be looking at this, and I'd like you to practice that as if you're looking at it from the past. See from the eyes, the consciousness that knows you are set up to be part of the resurrection of your holy power in Christ. And that holy power knows you're going to be in the Redemption Center, and that power knows that you've already chosen and have already gone into the med beds, and this is just you having to choose what reality you want to occupy. You're occupying the reality that, yes, you've had this amputation. It's temporary because you know about the med beds, and you're supported here by the big call. And most importantly, Christ is overlighting this so that one day you will tell the story of what this, how you wrote in, how we prayed for you, and that the whole world, many, many millions of people, were witnessing that this is the end. You represent the end of this kind of situation happening, and your prayer was read at the end. Be sure, when it's appropriate, to tell this story, because you're living in the other end, which is the miracle healing and the support that is coming to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Roz, let me say something. Yeah. Yes, honey, let me say something, Sue. This is a situation that in Australia, I'm not quite sure how many redemption centers there are, but we know that ANZ Bank is one of the key banks over there, Australia New Zealand Bank, and also HSBC, and there may be others that I'm not even aware of in Australia that can help you. And it may be that they will actually come and get you and take you to a place, an office, a redemption center, and do your exchange and redemption of Zim privately. And
right.
I know that will happen for some people. And we'll try to, Sue, if you can keep this information about Roz, if we can let her know based on where she is in Australia, that would help. And we can let you know where there might be a redemption center not too far from you. Hopefully there's something near where you are. I can't tell where you are. Yeah. Go ahead, Sue.
Bruce, I think the most important thing for Roz is to line up people. If she's fuzzy, it's just to line up people that could watch her phone or something so that they know, she can know when the numbers come out and they can make a call. It sounds to me she's like nervous about that. And if she can do that, I would imagine that the people at the Redemption Center are going to take care, just like they would do here, are going to take care of everything else for her. She'll say, I've just had an amputation. What can you do to help me? And it's done.
Yep,
correct?
Exactly. I'm in the hospital. I'm probably not going to come out for a few days or a week or two or whatever it is. It could be a while. And then, exactly. Make sure somebody that you're close to, Roz, is monitoring the word as it goes around the globe as to how you should call to set up your appointment. Exactly.
And I'm going to close it with this. Let's give her a model. What you would do, Roz, is you could say, please go to bigcalluniverse.com. The number will be posted there. And please look at an email. We don't know what the email is going to say. Is there anything about currency, something, sort of a notice? Just tell them to scan it for you. Just have somebody else watching it for you so you feel like
you need,
somebody's on support, on quote-unquote guard for you. And then all you're going to have to do is make the appointment, and then the rest will be taken care of, and you're all set. Yeah. Right, Bruce?
Because realistically, Sue, if you think about it, the 800 number is supposed to be for the United States, and it may convey to Canada. It may convey to Canada, but they're going to have their own thing. We're going to have our own thing in the United States. So Australia or Australia, New Zealand, that may be a completely different number, a completely different way to contact the redemption centers.
Yes, and since we don't have
monitor.
The headline. Yeah, we don't know what the headline is going to be. So you're going to just have to say if there's anything.
What do you mean on the email? On the email?
Yeah, we do know.
We know what it's going to be. It's going to say.
What is it?
Wells Fargo/U.S. Treasury.
Well, we do, but not where she is.
Well, no, that's true. That's right. We don't know what it's going to say where she is. That's right.
Exactly. So I'm just having people, I'm just have them be looking out for something that looks like it's a special notice is what I would say. Because you got to train your people or just at least have people reading you your emails that are coming in. Do that. That'll help. Okay, we're moving on.
That's
cool. And we're just trying to get you very specifically tied into a solution here.
As much as we can.
Okay, yeah. So now we're going to, hold on 1 second, Genia. And Genia, we want to thank you for the beautiful job you've done with giving us these novel dates and the things that are coming up. And making it so fun to learn all these sort of curiosity-provoking special dates. But for the sake of attention, we're going to shorten it now to the prayer and sort of honoring the community with a beautiful way you highlight your prayers. And that's just because of, you know, just kind of keeping the attention, especially because we had a lot of prayers to do tonight. So that's just a heads up. And a deep, heartfelt gratitude to you. And here we go for what you've done for your prayers. Lord, you give grace to all those in need. When I feel overwhelmed, help me stand strong. When I'm weary, give me resilience. When I'm sick, bring me health in mind and body. With your help, Lord, I will serve you to the best days of my ability. And live long, you know, we pray and thank our Heavenly Father for all the leaders and listeners, Pastor Scott's healing, world peace, R&R, Social Security increases, med beds for everyone, and the RV blessing. We pray for President Trump, his family, Elon Musk, and everyone recently elected for their safety. May God bless each and every one of them. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are my praise. Jeremiah 7:14. We pray through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Everyone, have a safe and blessed week. Jeannie. What a beautiful
amen.
Quote, Jeannie. Thank you so much.
It really was. Thank you, Jeannie. Very nice. Very much so. All right. Was that all of the prayers for tonight, Sue, that we had requested for? Okay, thank you. It's very important that we lift up the President, Trump, First Lady, and the Cabinet, and all the positions that are, especially the new ones, in the administration. And that we continue to pray for them and lift up, and Elon as well. He's done an incredibly great job rescuing the astronauts last week, bringing them back. And, you know, nobody seems to thank him for that. We've mentioned it last week, and I'm glad he's doing it, and the incredible job he's doing with his teams on Doge. And I wish people would get it that, when he says, I want to look into Social Security or I want to look into Medicare and Medicaid, it's not to reduce benefits. President Trump's already said, we're not going to reduce benefits. It's just to find the waste, fraud, and abuse that's in that particular branch of the government. I don't know why people don't get that. We're not trying to reduce benefits. We're looking at an increase in Social Security, as a matter of fact. So I just wanted to get that out there. Continue to lift him up. Pray for President Trump, Melania, the whole family, the whole family. All right. Thank you, Sue. Let's see what it is that you would have for us tonight, Sue. I know that a lot of people have been interested in the MedVed 100 and in the Quantum 100, and I think that might want to be continued tonight. But what is it that you would have us know tonight, Sue?
That's a beautiful intro, and I'm going to back it up with two testimonials, but I want to sort of flavor this interaction with something. And I think it's an important quality as we go into the future. We're here in March, and you know that feeling when you can feel spring before it arrives? You can feel, and it's so important to move above, you know, the consternation and the noise, to move into the feeling of that fresh, beautiful new energy of spring. And you can feel it when you're thinking about it, when you're tuning into it, when you're living from the energy, the feeling of that freshness and that newness. And that's what we try to do, not we try to do, that's what we put all of our heart, our mind, and our body, and our soul, and our spirit in Christ when we're together on the calls. And then in the leadership work we do that produce the MedBed 100 and the Quantum program. And why do we do that? And why are you going to be working on projects? It's because we want to regenerate ourselves and our world. And it's going to take getting out of survival. It's going to take that joy, that fresh, that spring, that putting your focus on where you want your energy to go and what you have and what you can use when you're so clear on the fresh, new, beautiful vision of your projects and where you're going. So listen to what these people said about the MedBed. Wow, just got through the first MedBed class. Wow, so many things to think about. I would never have thought of all this. That's one. That's like one of your short ones, Bob. Hold on a second. I know, I love those. Really good stuff. But yeah, it's interesting. I got two of these. This is, oops, no. Wait a minute. Mm. Hopefully. Wrong one. Sorry. Hold the space, Bruce.
Okay,
here we go. I got it. Thank you. These classes blew me completely away and were so far beyond anything I could have hoped for. Thank you, so, with 20 O's, much for providing these amazing classes, both the MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100. I feel so honored, blessed, privileged, grateful, and thankful to have received the blessing of your insight, knowledge, and utmost compassion. I can't thank you enough, but thank you. And that's from Ms. S. So what we're doing, I have a little synopsis here that I want to bring out. What we're doing with the classes, everybody, is it's making it possible for you to, where's the goal here? It's making it possible for you to step into a new way of being. And how do we do that? What is it that's in the MedBed 100 and the Quantum that does this? It's basically cutting edge preparation for you thriving in the new world. So the MedBed 100 has 65 organic upgrades. This isn't transhumanism. This is the research we've been doing for 22 years, plus the research that came from the gentleman that was supervising the United States program. And so we've been getting what is real, like what is actual about the MedBed. And it supports you by having two meditations that get you in the right mind to make your best decision to be really holistic in your thinking, as well as the decision-making activation. And what do we mean by that? It means that by listening to these classes and by like reflecting on them, you're going to go deeper than a shallow, superficial, oh yeah, I just need to get this fixed. You've got to start with what you want fixed first, and we send you exactly how to go through this process, plus the classes, plus the meditation, plus the interview. And then you'll be designing. You'll be co-creating. You'll have the resources to actually say, this is what I want to, after I get fixed repairing myself, this is what I want to live. This is what I want to add. And so it's important for you to understand that this is like your fresh start. You're being given the tools to go out and plant a new garden, but you're not just doing it for yourself. You're doing it because through you, all of humanity is going to get activated. All of humanity, by how you're thinking, how you're enjoying, how fresh, how new, how upgraded you are. Then, if you can get that by itself, and you can get the quantum leader, future founder, so that you're learning how to be an aligned leader with the future. What does that mean? It means you're going to learn how to track resonating with the higher future. Very different. It's not about surviving. It's not going to be about pushing through. It's going to be, who could envision this highest future and help me execute it? And learn to scan for alignment. Alignment is going to be everything. People have to be aligned with your vision. You have to be clear. You have to be resonant. And I'm sure you can feel it right now. This is not heavy, clunky, dense reality anymore. This is beauty, alignment, thriving, radiance, elevated emotion, exalted living. That's what you are going to be in the process of hiring and designing. We're not going to be building clunky trucks anymore. We're going to be building refined, elevated, beautiful, thriving, and interconnected everything. We're basically designers of a regenerative future. So if you want to participate in that, if that's singing in you right now, if you're feeling lifted by that, if you'd like to hook it, no, I don't want to say it like that. If you want to align with that, if you want to align with that, then consider if the MedBed 100 or the Quantum Future is right for you, or both. All you need to do to get either of those programs, and you heard the testimonials, is send us an email. It's $100 for each. If you want both, it's $200. Took a lot of time to produce those two classes. That's why we ask you to invest. This isn't for people that are casual. This is for people that are committed. Send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. INTEGRAPED minds@hushmail.com, and just put quantum MedBed, one or the other, and put your name, your telephone number, and how you would like. Oh, and if you have PayPal, that's it. And we will be getting to you as long, you'll see our outgoing message, as long as the 800 numbers are not out and we sent you an invoice, we will, no matter what, fulfill
your
supply. Yep, we will fulfill it, no matter what. So that's my segment for tonight, Bruce. And I just ask everybody, I have one other little thing that I have to add because it's just so good. This is a freebie, Think Spoon. Dr. Andrew Huber has one of the most highly rated neuroscience podcasts, and he had a woman by the name of Dr. Becky Kennedy, who's a parenting educational platform for parents and parents that want to be, called Good Inside. And she teaches, which I'm going to be tracking her because she's so amazing. And he had a little short video on this, and I'll say it really slowly so you get it. He said, "This was so remarkable, I just had to have you say it, Dr. Kennedy, PhD. She said in the second grade, she had a teacher, and the teacher said, if something feels too hard to start, giving you time to write that down, it just means the first step isn't small enough. If something feels too hard to start, it just means the first step isn't small enough." And that is such brilliant, loving, perfect, what that means and how you can apply this. As I said, this is for parents, this is for humanitarian founders and founders that are going to be founders. She says that when she's writing something, she uses that. That's the whole thing. Just start with something small. You don't have to think, oh, big projects, oh, this. Just do one thing. One thing. And you will be mastering the next thing next. That's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Appreciate it, Sue. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's good advice. I like that. That's a good saying. Dr. Becky Kennedy, PhD. All right, very good. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. And I'll remind everybody in my segment about the MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100. And I think that's really, really good. So we're going to move into Bob's arena. Bob, I'm putting you on the spot. Do we have an update on Myotrol? And obviously we're looking for testimonials and anything else you'd care to let us know about tonight.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we actually do have an update on Myotrol. I talked with Eric this morning, and the Myotrol is going to be ready to be shipped from San Diego on Friday. And we made arrangements this afternoon for trucking company to get there and start getting it across the country. And it should get a little faster this time. It's not the middle of hot season, so we don't need to have it in a refrigerated truck, which makes it easier to get it across the country in a timely fashion. So we have come to the beginning of the end of the journey.
All right. And you said they were going to begin to ship on Monday, you think?
No, they're going to ship it on Friday, so it'll travel over the
weekend. Oh, on Friday. Right, right, okay. Yep. Take I-10 all the way. I-10 east.
There you go. Yep, come across across from Fort Walton Beach, across I-10, and down 75.
Past the Villages. Down 75 south.
into Tampa. Take a short pause in Tampa, which is a hub, and then over across the Howard Franklin Bridge to St. Petersburg.
There you go. There you go.
So,
sounds good, Bob.
And we, it's going to be great. People will be able to get started again, you know, towards the, right at the beginning of April.
Okay.
And we do have some testimonials, Bruce, that came in. And this one was about Boomer Boost and talking about how it tastes different and better. And so this person says, I like the taste of the Boomer Boost. It seems different, but it doesn't really matter how it tastes because it's so good for me. But it's easier to drink it than it was before. The barley seems to dissolve better also. I love these products. They give me energy. And there's another one came in about our turmeric product. And this one says, I've been using the turmeric for years, and it's really helping my arthritis. Thank you, Boomer. This one came in. And this one says, I take the collagen combo one day, and then the next day I take the Boomer Boost and Gladiator barley, plus other vitamins that I need. Your Boost and barley is always so good. Boomer Boost is true to its name. It gives me a boost. Praise God. Thank you all at Boomers for what you do. I really appreciate you. Always in Jesus' love.
That's good. That's good, Bob. Very good.
This one's about the Total Health System. It says, I'm 66-year-old male. I'm halfway through my second month taking the Total Health System with Gladiator Barley. I mix it with apple juice. The taste of the boost is better than the first batch. I don't need as much coffee now. Things are looking up. Let me know when Myotrol is back.
Yeah.
I enjoy listening to Bob's comments on the big call.
Well, he's not alone, Bob. We do enjoy listening to your comments. We do enjoy that every Tuesday and Thursday night. Absolutely.
That's the first testimonial we got like that. Here's another one. This lady sent us in a picture of herself in this amazingly beautiful black dress that goes all the way to the floor. And it's just a really cool picture. You have to go onto the website and see it. And her testimonial is one of those short ones. Just says, I feel great. I love the heirloom barley.
Oh, good.
And that's those are testimonials came in. We now have 3,429 testimonials. And we had over 500 on another platform that we used. And so I think we're probably really right at about 4,000 now.
Awesome.
And
so cool.
Wanted to let people know that we still have our sale going on.
Okay.
And it's like a month-long sale that we've decided to do. And this is a buy one, get one, half-off sale. And it has 11 different products in the sale that you can mix and match. And it starts out with our barley products, the Gladiator barley and the heirloom barley. And it also includes the other powders, the premium probiotics and the lignans. And then some of the, products that are really kind of herbal types of products like ashwagandha and olive leaf and our resveratrol. And then we also was talking to a person today who wanted to get some of the omega-3s, and he was asking how does the sale work. Those are on sale, and so is the vitamin D. So is vitamin B. also and also magnesium, right?
Yeah.
And then we also have a promotion for our Clarity Factor. So a lot of people were taking Clarity Factor. We were out of it when the company went out of business without giving us any advance notice. We were able to remake it. Took many months. Now it's back. And to help people get back started again, we've added a 10% discount to it. And what lots of people are doing is calling in, putting it back onto the auto ship / subscription program that they were on before, which gives them 10% off plus free shipping. And now for your first order doing that, you're going to get an extra 10% off. So that's what the sales are. And there was a study that came out just recently, like yesterday, that is a commentary on numerous studies, and it's called Multivitamins Slow Biological Aging in a Large Trial. And this was a group of scientists from Harvard Medical School and Brigham and Women's Hospital. And they had seen other studies about the benefits of nutritional supplements on all different types of things. And they decided then to do their own multivitamin supplement trial. It was a randomized clinical trial. And they used these very, very sophisticated biomarkers that measure methylation and DNA and different types of things with these really high-powered, sophisticated, expensive tests that measure your rate of aging. And just giving people a daily multivitamin, and they did this over a 2-year period, they found a 20% slowing of the aging process. And this is just giving people a multivitamin. So imagine you go to the drugstore and you buy a bottle that says multivitamin. And you can take that multivitamin and slow your rate of aging, right? And then imagine this, Bruce. What if that multivitamin also had in the bottle all the different major minerals that your body needs, all the essential amino acids, all the different metabolic enzymes you need to activate those amino acids to be assembled into proteins, antioxidants that also slow your rate of aging by reducing your oxidative stress, probiotics that can balance your gut microbiome so that they're better capable of facilitating the creation of neurotransmitters. And how about omega-3 fatty acids from fish oil that help the cones and rods in your eyes make more electricity to power your brain? And it goes on and on. And I'm looking at this going, wow, somebody finally did a study to show that vitamins can slow your rate of aging. I wonder what would happen if they did that same study with somebody who was taking the total health system with probiotics. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Well,
we do have some evidence of what's happened with people that have tested their blood and tested the biomarkers of aging. And we know from the blood test that we have in a drawer at my office that there are people who have not only slowed their rate of aging, but reversed their age by many decades. And when a scientist who's trained at looking at a biological age versus a chronological age, looks at those blood tests, they can say this person looks 30 years younger in their blood biomarkers than what their chronological age is.
And amazing.
There's a person who has a very big following on the internet, on YouTube, who used to work for life insurance companies for 20 years. And he was the one that came out and said, the life insurance companies can tell you when you're going to die within 3 months. Right? And he has a clinic in Naples, Florida, where he helps people to de-age based on what the life insurance companies knew relative to blood biomarkers. And he kind of knew what was going to happen if people took certain things in their diet and as supplements. And people go there and pay him thousands of dollars for help of this type to age more slowly, right? He doesn't even know that heirloom barley and gladiator barley exist. He doesn't know that there's such a thing as stabilized superoxide dismutase. He doesn't know that Boomer Boost exists. He doesn't know that someone in Canada makes a special probiotic that renders over 500 metabolites as a result in the powder. And if he did and he could see what it does, he'd probably want to give those things to his clients as well. But you don't have to pay thousands of dollars to go to a fancy clinic, right? All you got to do is get your total health system. And if you want to test your aging biomarkers, you can do it yourself. You can go to the Life Extension Foundation's website and order a test that measures numerous different things that tell you what your biological age is. And you can start using your total health system and measure it again if you want to. And you don't need to go to a fancy clinic that is going to give you inferior types of interventions for your quest to be super healthy for a super long number of years and decades. And anyways, that's it. We won't mention his name. People will see him on YouTube. He's a really cool guy. And he's right. You can fool the life insurance company, and we've known that for 14 years. We've been fooling
the
life
Larry.
Insurance company. Yep.
That's right. Wow.
And that's it.
Well, that's really good, Bob. Is that it? Okay.
And it's 10 past 10.
Okay, 10 after. Okay, good. Thank you, Bob. I love that. I love when you talk about that type of information that we can't get anywhere else. And it's interesting, this guy's down in Naples and doing that. I've been to Naples two or three times and played golf down there, Bob, at Lely Plantation, and had a really nice time doing that. So let's do this. Let's let everybody know, first of all, how do they get to your website to check the products out and check the sale out? They go to bigcalluniverse.com, and when they land on my homepage, they'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. They click on that banner, it's a direct link into your website, to Bob's site. So you'll be able to go in and get on that way and then look at the various products that are there with the product menu, and then drop down the on sale tab and you'll see products that are on sale, like the 11 that Bob was describing tonight on a buy one, get one half off basis. And then the Clarity Factor at 10% off. And then if you put it on your auto ship subscription service, you could pick up another 10% plus free shipping on that. So it's all good, and it really is the way to go. And as far as Myotrol is concerned, like Bob said, they should be shipping that Friday. Today's Tuesday. They should begin shipping in about 3 days, and maybe that'll make it all the way to St. Petersburg by the first or so of next week. So we'll keep an eye on that. And I know Bob will let everybody know when that's in the house and we can fulfill back orders for it and everybody can stock up a little bit on Myotrol, which that's going to be a very welcome thing, Bob, when we get that. Also, if you need the phone number to call and, you know, you've got a question or something you just need more help on, you know, Bob's company is extremely good with Big Call Universe listeners, and the phone number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So give them a call if you need them. If you need questions, if you need some information on the circulation mat, they can send you the information for that. All right? Sounds good to me. Bob, thank you for that. Appreciate it very much. Definitely a great idea to take advantage of that sale. Let's get into the intel tonight and see where we stand. I know that we're getting a lot of good information in the last, I'd say 2 or 3 days especially. And let's talk for a minute about rates on screens. Now, the rates on the bank screens are tied to the Forex. And the rates have been blinking. They started blinking very quickly on Forex and bank screens and redemption center screens, too. Now, redemption center screens are not tied to the Forex. They're tied to something that's different. They can be put at whatever rate needs to be there for that particular currency for us and for others, too. So we look at this and say, okay, the rates are all blinking very quickly. Now, what about more recently? Like, let's say, starting Friday or Saturday, did they slow down? Yes, they slowed down. And when the rates that were blinking get slowed down to it's very slowly blinking, pretty soon you're going to have the rates stabilize. The rates will settle in at a given rate, and they'll be there. And that's what we wanted to see. We thought that might happen by Friday. And actually, you know, when it actually occurred was Monday, yesterday, at just a few minutes after 10 o'clock at night. So they settled in. That's good for us. That's very good. That means the rates are there on the redemption center screens, and that's a good thing for us to move forward. As of tonight, I'm hearing very good things about everything moving forward for us. I'm hearing that we should be getting good news. We are looking for a toll-free number, and we're also looking to get emails from Wells Fargo. And I think we're looking very closely at what will happen tomorrow for us. And it could be a Wednesday, Thursday type thing, or we might actually end up getting notified on Wednesday and get started Wednesday. But we don't know that absolutely. And we may end up, you know, on Charlie Ward's Thursday for all we know. But realistically, everything is moving forward. It's in the situation now where, from what I understand, this has moved through the various chambers, and I'm sure Department of Defense, for example, is looking at this from a security point of view, making sure everything is all set, all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted before they get the green light, and Treasury gets the green light to release those emails from Wells Fargo to all the currency holders that we know of here in, let's just call it North America for sure, the U.S. and probably Canada. But all that is being positioned for release. And I think that that's going to be very much welcome for all of us to receive that and to know that we can move forward with our exchanges, with the redemption of Zim, and go forward with pretty much a shotgun start with Tier 3 and Tier 4. Tier 3 being the bondholders, and they may get their access to funds pretty much with an email that tells them they have access, and then we should be getting our notifications telling us that we can set our appointments and begin setting appointments for the redemption centers and going in for our exchanges. So I think to the extent that the shotgun start is those two things, you know, the bondholders getting access to their liquidity in their accounts and us getting access to the toll-free numbers to set our appointments for our exchanges. Seem to be that's pretty much the term shotgun start would apply in that sense. Other than that, it looks like everything is moving in the direction we want it to be in. I think today being Tuesday, it's hard to say for sure, but maybe Thursday we have these numbers and we have our appointments set, and hopefully we can do a celebration call on Thursday. And if that is the case, then it might not be a long call. It could be a 20 to 30 minute celebration call. But I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the potential that we have to move forward with this and help level the playing field around the globe and, you know, help give back to humanity for everything that God's given us. So we look at this blessing as an opportunity to help in Rebuild America, which, you know, is my number one project, Rebuild America. Number two, Rebuild International. We were talking about starting with the Bahamas and the Dominican Republic and Haiti and working in those three areas to start with. And then, of course, we'll take it from there beyond that. But to work with Rebuild America, and, you know, we want to help, if we can, in Florida for the damage that was done down there with the hurricanes recently and Helene, and also North Carolina has seen far too much trauma. And all the other states that were affected, you know, from the Sevier County area where Dolly grew up in Tennessee. I've been to Dollywood twice and really enjoyed it. I managed to meet Dolly Parton up in Chicago once when I was up there for a conference, and I met her at the Brown Derby restaurant in the Omni Hotel. So I'd love to refresh that friendship. And I'd love to see us with the projects that we have working with at least 5,000 of you on the big call throughout the country to Rebuild America. You say, why 5,000? Because we intend to have, we have 50 states right now, let's say, and I figured on 100 towns, communities, cities in each state as an average, that would be 5,000 total. And that way we'd have the ability to work with our listeners on the big call through Big Call Universe and actually have some regional get-togethers and plan to work on these projects to rebuild these towns, inner city, and communities throughout the country. And I know that we're not going to be set up to do infrastructure per se. That's something NASARA is going to be over, just like internationally JASARA is going to take that in South America and Latin America and Africa and other parts of the world. But we'll concentrate on homes, rebuilding homes that are in need of it. I want to see community gardens in these Rebuild America cities and towns. I want to see that. I want to see a kind of an amphitheater type setting for music and plays and that kind of thing to be maybe an outdoor venue in some cases. have that set up like an amphitheater. And then also I want to see us doing something with the arts, because remember, arts and music were pretty much dropped out of the school system, as well as recess, you know, PE, physical education, that kind of stuff went away for some reason when we used to really enjoy it when I was growing up. But I think what we should try to reintroduce is the arts. And we'll probably get some kind of plan that would incorporate not only rebuild, not only healing centers, and I'm going to be working very closely with Bob on that, but also community gardens. And I told you guys, if we work as closely with the inner city as I'd like to, we'll probably try to work with the inner city churches, the AME churches, and so on, to help us supervise and manage those gardens in the inner city. And we want to get food to the people. We want to make healthy food for the people. And I know that we have plans to do that. But I'd also love to reintroduce arts and music in these venues, and we'll find a way to do that. It's going to be really, really fun. I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot to do, but I think we can have a lot of fun doing it, and I'm excited about it, as you guys know. So really, as far as that goes, I'm excited about where we are. I think we're extremely close to the release of everything, and at least from what I'm hearing, things are really moving forward, and we should get this, I would think, pretty soon, within the next couple of days is what I'm hearing. So we'll see about that. But this is the perfect time to get in touch with Sue about the two courses that she has, the MedBed 100, which will tell you everything you need to know about the MedBeds, the interview process, everything you need to know to prepare for that and to make out your MedBed list. And then also, don't forget the Quantum 100, which is your Quantum Leader Future Founder course that is really strong and will help you really prepare you for the leadership role that you might take as a founder of some of your projects. Really important. If possible, get both of them. Otherwise, just get one or the other. But the MedBed 100 is a really valuable course. Both of these are two-night classes that run about 3 hours total, hour and a half, 3 hours total on each course. So what do you need to do? Just send Sue an email to integratedminds, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D. I almost spell it like Sue does. I spell it differently. But it's the same word. I just say it differently. Integrated Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. So let her know in the subject line, MedBed 100 plus Quantum 100. That'll give you both. If you want one or the other, just indicate that in the subject line. And in the body of the email, let her know your name and your cell phone number in case she needs to text you. And she needs to know the name to go along with the email, because sometimes email has nothing to do with what your name is. So she likes to know who she's sending it to. If you have PayPal, it works great. If you don't, she can send you an invoice to handle it differently. Okay? So don't worry about it. But just go ahead and send that out. Integratedminds at hushmail.com. Send that out. Get that out to Sue right away. The other thing is the sale that Bob's got going right now for Boomers is a very good one. When it's a buy one, get one half off, take advantage of it. Go ahead and get something before the end of the month and go ahead and grab it. And then when the Myotrol comes in, you'll be able to do that at the first part of next month, which would be April. And I know President Trump has a lot on his plate. He's got a lot of things that he plans to bring out on April 2nd. So I believe we are going to get started with what we have prior to that. At least that's what I'm hearing, that we still have to get that done. I really believe our Social Security increase and our DOGE checks will come out in the first week of April. That's the latest update I had since our last call Thursday night. And I think that we're going to get the restitution and reconciliation allowance, the R&R as I call it. I think that is there for us, that exchange. It will be at the Redemption Center, and they'll either volunteer it to us or we'll ask them about it. Otherwise, you guys know the drill on the quantum financial system and the quantum account and how the funds will go into that quantum account, and then you'll move a certain amount of funds into your primary wells account or secondary wells account if you have those set up. And it's going to be, that'll have to hold you for 60 days, and then you'll be, after 60 days, you'll be able to move freely the funds that you need into one or more of those accounts. So I think it's really interesting, everything that's happening now behind the scenes, and I'm looking forward to a new update on that. And maybe tomorrow I'll have that. But in the meantime, everybody, we'll look forward to seeing what happens between now and Thursday. And hopefully we have numbers, and we'll put those on the website, on our homepage, on bigcalluniverse.com. And we will send out we'll send out an email with the number to those who have registered for that purpose on the site. Okay? And all you have to do is register your email. There's no cost. You just register it. We'll send that out in an email blast when we get the number. But after the numbers come out and we put them up, I say numbers, I expect 1-800 number. After that comes out, we'll put it on the homepage of the website, and then everybody can just go to bigcalluniverse.com and see it. Okay? And take it from there. All right. That's what I've got for the night. Tonight, I appreciate everybody out there. We thank you for tuning in and listening to the Big Call, and I want to give a special thanks out to the satellite team for getting the call out all over the globe. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening to me for almost 14 years now. I'm in the 14th year. Thank you for everything that you've done. And thank you, Bob, and thank you, Sue, for co-hosting the call with me. And also, thank you, Jeannie, and Pastor Scott, and everyone else that had input to the Big Call. GCK, great creative Kendall, for all the beautiful artwork that he did for our presentations. And thank you, everybody, for the faithfulness and the loyalty to the Big Call. Thank you for everything you've done. Let's go ahead and pray the call out, and then we'll look forward to talking to you guys on Thursday. Lord God, we just thank you so much for everything that we have. Thank you for the blessing that is about to arrive. Thank you for our health and for our financial abilities here, and for everything that's moving forward with expedience. We're thanking for that, and we just thank you for all the opportunities that are lying ahead of us to pursue after all this goes. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. We'll talk to you Thursday. Keep an eye on your emails, and sometime maybe tomorrow, check it out. Let's see if we get this before the next call. All right? All right, everybody. Good night. God bless you.